Leading the news this morning, the Federal Immigration Minister Peter Dutton has denied claims asylum seekers on Manus Island were denied food and water during a standoff with security staff. A number of asylum seekers have been detained by police after the blockade ended. Protests and hunger strikes are continuing in other parts of the detention centre. Australia's refugee deal with Cambodia is set to take a major step forward. The International Organisation for Migration says it's ready to facilitate the transfer of refugees from Nauru to Cambodia. The policy has been widely condemned by organisations including the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. The European Union has called for a broad alliance with Arab nations to tackle terrorism following the deadly attacks in Paris. The meeting of EU foreign ministers also discussed the need for greater cooperation within Europe. An estimated 5,000 European citizens are thought to have joined militant groups fighting overseas. And a baby boy with Down syndrome who was abandoned in Thailand by his Australian parents has been granted Australian citizenship. Baby Gammy's surrogate mother has no plans to come to Australia, but she says she wants to safeguard the baby's future. His twin sister was taken to Australia last year. And teenagers Nick Kyrgios and Thanasi Kokkinakis are through to the second round at the Australian Open. Kyrgios had an early injury scare but recovered to beat Federico Delbonis in five sets, while 18-year-old Kokkinakis beat the number 11th seed Ernest Gulbis in five sets.